This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy Hendrix Gin has just released an exercise bike that's designed to let you pedal for cocktails. Now, this isn't the usual spin bike that you hop on to torture yourself. Instead, this is one of those old-timey big front wheel bikes that, according to the company, offers a leisurely, pleasant alternative to the home workout devices on the market today. The idea, hop on, get the blood pumping a bit, then hop off and enjoy a martini. Well, all right then. Engagement season has begun. According to Wedding Wire's 2020 newlywed report, December is by far the most popular month of the year for popping the question. In fact, 19% of the entire year's engagements happen in December. July, the second most popular month, by the way. And 7 out of 10 of the most popular dates to get engaged are in December. According to Wedding Wire data, Christmas Day will be the most popular day to get engaged, followed by Christmas Eve and New Year's Day, which technically is January, but close enough. Paradise is calling. Hawaii wants you to pick up and move to one of their islands. If you can handle the early morning work hours, the 6-hour time difference for East Coasters, your day will end in the early afternoon, giving you plenty of time for fun in the sun. The statewide campaign called Movers and Shakers, a reference to the hang loose hand gesture, is trying to help the damaged tourism economy by inviting remote workers to move to their beautiful state. According to the campaign, the first 50 applicants receive a free round-trip ticket to Honolulu. But you must also pledge to respect Hawaii's culture and natural resources and help out at a local nonprofit. And an added bonus, the state has some of the lowest COVID-19 rates in the country. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Landecker with part two of the Daily Buzz for today. Merriam-Webster has announced their 2020 Word of the Year. No surprise, it's pandemic. They say searches on their website for pandemic increased 115,000% over the previous year. Some other words on the list: coronavirus, of course, quarantine, Kraken, Mamba, and defund. You might remember I told you dictionary.com also chose pandemic as their word of the year. Pet psychic says she's communicated telepathically with Joe Biden's two dogs, and they assure her their master will make a great president. He's caring, he's a regular Joe, and he keeps sausages in his jacket pocket, so there you go. The Atlantic hurricane season is finally over. We had a record 30 named storms this year, starting with Arthur, ending with Iota. Remember, they ran out of alphabet names this summer, and they had to go with the Greek alphabet. You hear Disney announce they're laying off an additional 32,000 employees, saying the pandemic has decimated the theme park business. So basically, they're down to two dwarfs now, and neither one is happy. Maybe you could pick up a COVID vaccine next time you grab groceries. Well, some supermarket chains are rushing to install special freezers and medical gear to give COVID shots. A lot of them already offer flu vaccines, so this shouldn't be a stretch for them. The Department of Health and Human Services has put supermarkets on the list of potential COVID vaccine distribution places. Hey, Twisted Twin Custom Motorcycles in South Haven, along with Super Hits 103.7, working to brighten Christmas for kids in Southwest Michigan with the annual Twisted Twin Toy Drive for We Care. You can drop off new unwrapped toys at Twisted Twin on M43, our Midwest Family offices in Benton Harbor, Bowdoin Electric off Sodus Parkway, or just click where it says Toy Drive on WCSY.com, our website. Thanks so much for your help with the annual Twisted Twin Toy Drive for We Care. From all of us at Cozy. Knucklehead news out of England, where a bride could be going to jail after admitting she faked cancer to get better wedding gifts. She raised more than $11,000 after telling family and friends she only had 3 months to live. She didn't. She even shaved her head and started a funding page. She blew most of it on a tropical honeymoon. Now, police say she's likely to be forced to pay it all back. Rightfully so. Knucklehead. That's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Send things for me to buzz about to Paul at WCSY.com. Find podcasts of our Daily Buzz and all other podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, and of course at WCSY.com, our website. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.